Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apologies, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Yesterday in our study of Psalm 119, we were taught that if we fear the Lord, then we will hate evil. Let's continue with that thought today. And now, here is our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
In Job 23, verse 12, he says, "Neither have I gone back from the commandment of his lips. I have esteemed the words of his mouth more than my necessary food." So if it come down to food and the words of the Lord, he chose the words of the Lord, God's word. He had a commitment that, yes, he's going through these things, and he has a wife saying, "Curse God and die." But no, he's going to stay true. Even if he doesn't understand at the moment, he's going to stay true. My friend, that's the key to the Christian life. Stay true. Stay true. Stay true. And that takes us to verse 104, where it says, "Through thy precepts I get understanding, therefore I hate every false way." If you are motivated by love for the Lord Jesus Christ, you will hate evil. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil, we're told in the book of Proverbs, as well as in Job chapter 28. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil. I confronted a man one time that was living in adultery, and I told him, "Your problem is you lack the fear of the Lord." Now he denied, "Oh no, I fear God." Well, how can you fear God and live in adultery? You see, his adultery was a testimony against him. He didn't fear God, or he wouldn't do it. See, fear of the Lord isn't say, "Oh man, you know, I am a little bit nervous what God might do to me." Just like a person rejects Jesus Christ on Sunday morning after he's heard the gospel, but he's scared to death that he might die that week and go to hell, but he rejects the gospel. Yeah, there was a fear, but it's not the fear of the Lord that made him respond and receive Christ as Savior. If I follow God's word, I find wisdom after each ordeal has taken place, that there was wisdom in following God's precepts. Therefore, I hate every false way. That is, I loathe it, I detest it, because it leads to heartbreak and separation. Now, we know the Bible teaches modesty. But I've watched as a pastor over the years, parents with teenage daughters that want to take the fashions of the day, and many times those fashions are immodest. Even today, you have not just teenage girls. You've got women come to church with their tops low enough that it's revealing parts of their anatomy that God never wanted to be revealed except to their husbands. They have skirts or dresses that are short, and it is a source that could be a start for lust in a man's mind. And my friend, that is not Christ-like. That is the way the harlot dresses. But the problem is, there are parents that will justify that immodesty in their teen. Then if that teenage girl gets pregnant, it's too late to hate it. Now, my friend, have you found the key to the victorious life? Is God's word a part of your daily life to read it? Is God's word part of your daily life to meditate therein? Is God's word a part of your daily life to obey it? Are there identifiable actions, words, attitudes, that show daily our obedience to His Word and His guiding in our life. You see, we need to make a commitment to meditate in God's Word as well as a commitment to obey as He expands our understanding. If you don't, my friend, you're going to lose your edge. Now, this meditation will help us to have godly guidance. Now, I believe all of us need some old-fashioned godly guidance. I need it. We need it. We need it all of our life. What I'm thankful for is that it is there. It's readily available for the people of God. He has counsel for each day, for the pathway, for the life commitment. Now, the thing about godly guidance is not only its availability, but the fact that it's always based on truth. Absolute truth. No chance of failure truth. I'm thankful we can rely on the truth of God for guidance. That's why we need to meditate in that truth. And the truth is light. We read in verse 105, which again is the theme for the Lamp and Light radio broadcast, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet, and a light unto my path." For the feet and the path to need light, it supposes that we are surrounded by darkness. And this is a world of darkness. But the word is a lamp unto my feet. I need it. The world is darkness. I'm in the world, but I'm not of the world. That is, it shows me myself right now when I look at the Word. Allow me to illustrate what I mean. You get up in the morning. It's 5 a.m. It's still dark outside, and you need light. You turn on that light, and you're in front of the mirror. The sight of someone who has slept all night with their hair going every which direction, their eyes crusted, dry slobber on the side of their blotched face, is not a pretty sight. And it's really disconcerting when you know that's you in the mirror. And it's not how people want to be seen. You don't like to see it. But if you don't see it, you may not know how to clean up. I am reminded of John chapter 3, verses 19 through 21. And there we read, "And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world. And men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deed should be reproved. But he that doeth the truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest." Understand, light manifest. It shows us that ugly face in the mirror that we were unaware of until we looked in that mirror with the light right there. And it shows us our deeds are manifest, that they are wrought in God. Now, having read that passage there, he said, "And this is the condemnation. He that believeth is not condemned," we read in verse 18, "but he that believeth not is condemned already. But what is the condemnation over? That light has come to the world, and men love darkness rather than light." In other words, when the light of God's Word shows them that they're depraved sinners, headed for hell, they don't deserve to go to heaven, they can never earn their way to heaven, and they can't do it plus something, it must be Christ and Christ alone that saves them, and they must repent. be willing for him to cleanse that sin from him. And if they're not willing for that, they're not willing for their deeds to be made manifest and to be reproved, they don't get saved, even if they believe that Jesus is the Christ. They must receive him. Now, imagine you waking up and seeing that mess in the mirror, but you decide to leave it. You didn't like it when you saw it, so you just simply turned off the light instead of using the light to correct the problems. When men see themselves, for example, Romans 3:23 says, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Romans 3:10 says, "There is none righteous, no, not one." So, we see ourselves that we are sinners. We are depraved. We are born into this world depraved sinners. And so, men see themselves by the Word of God, and it's like looking in that mirror. It shows us ourselves, and what we see is not a pretty picture. You know, that concerns me about preachers who compromise the Word of God, they compromise standards and everything else in order to get people, and they'll tell you it's because they love people. And so they water down the gospel because they don't want those people to feel like they're terrible sinners. No, they just want them to add Jesus, much like the Hindu just adds Jesus to his many other things that he has. They just want him to add Jesus. And they kind of back off this, "You're a sinner and you need to repent." And so they leave out a lot of repentance. They might even use the word, but it never comes into the equation when we get to talking about, what do you mean, repentance? So they don't want to be offensive. And that only tells me this, that kind of a preacher does not love souls enough to tell them the whole truth. And he's only giving half truths. He's going to be a part of that soul going to hell. Now the fact of the matter is, many of these want to be popular, they want to be liked, and they want that more so than to have people truly saved, and so they'll compromise. I can remember when I was in college, we had Dr. Ron Comfort, great preacher. Dr. Ron Comfort preached a sermon on the holiness of God, and it intrigued me. And I asked some students and other Christians what they thought the holiness of God is, in their opinion. Then I asked God to show me His holiness. You know, over the next few months, I was growing very depressed. I was down. Didn't know why, but then I realized it. God was showing me myself. He was showing me myself by showing me Himself.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.